are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we're off. Oh, I cannot wait. We got Super Bowl coming up. I cannot wait. Yes, I am going to be looking at the NFL injury report. I am probably going to post my Super Bowl picks this weekend because I believe we'll get the latest and the greatest. I need to find out if anybody injured themselves during practice, how I determine who wins the Super Bowl from a medical perspective because I'm a doctor. All right, I got to make it medical. As I look at the NFL injury report and look at their injuries that they have. All right, and usually, depending on the severity of the injury, I determine who has the biggest potential to win. And you all know that I'm very biased against groin injuries. I think groin injuries are probably one of the most devastating. So we're going to take a look at the NFL injury report. All right. And I will let you know on Saturday who my pick is going to be. Now, something really, really cool going on right now. I am looking at my website, and Genesis Communications Network has actually put a live button on there. So you could actually listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show 24/7, whether I'm live or if you miss the show and you just want to kind of listen to, I guess, that day's shows. From what I understand, the Dr. Dahlia Show will be played 24/7 on my website. Yay! I know. You're right. Eat first. Once you're done eating, then listen, just in case you're talking about, you know, something disgusting. But, you know what? We don't talk about too much disgusting stuff. You know, I mean, like today, we're going to be talking about what's going on with Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about a woman who died from her hair extensions. There could be something going on because people are getting sick from hair extensions. We're going to be talking about people and overeating, you know, why they overeat, who overeats. That's really not that, you know, and we're going to be talking about with the Super Bowl. All right. How many calories and how fattening some of the stuff is that we're going to put in our mouth. It's a cool story that I saw today that I'm going to go over. So really kind of cool stuff. So honestly, you don't have to get the kids out of the room. You don't have to really put down your dinner. But there is a button on my website at drdahlia.com. So now you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show 24/7. People are always asking me if I'm going to have an app. Now, okay, remember, I went to medical school. So when computers and internet started to boom, I really had my head in the cadaver. I mean, so I don't know much about computers. I don't know much about apps. But if there is something I'm supposed to be doing with an app, I'd love to hear it. Okay, email me at drdahlia.com or call in, whether we're live or not, leave a message. What app should I do? You know, I mean, should I do medical trivia? Should I do medical questions and answers, first aid? I think it's a great idea to do an app. It just, I'm really not computer savvy. So if I do this app, it's because somebody's helping me. All right. I mean, I got ideas for an app. It's just, I don't know who's going to want it. Me, I only get free apps. I don't like to buy apps. I know you know, apps are 99 cents, but like Angry Birds, I hate spending money on Angry Birds, especially since I lose. I want the free app because then if I lose, I don't get mad that I spend the 99 cents. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Excuse me. Got a little cough. I need my cough button. So not only do I need an app, but I need a cough button. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we need to talk about these plastic bags. Plastic bags. Something very simple. We come home from the store. We take out our grapes and our, I don't know, cupcakes, whatever we put in the plastic bags. And a lot of times we're hungry, so the plastic bag flies off to the side, and then we start eating our food. Well, babies are picking up these plastic bags, and by the time mom notices, they're suffocating. Oh, wait, we really, really, really need to crack down on these things, and we need to be more aware. Now that, remember you had a choice, paper or plastic? We didn't have to worry about the paper bag. I mean, the worst your kid could do is maybe hyperventilate a paper bag. But with plastic bag, these kids are suffocating themselves. You know, even my stupid kitty cat, I got three cats, two dogs, but one of my cats is really stupid. She tries to camouflage. You know, your animals will try to do that. They'll try to find something to camouflage. Well, Target, is it Target that has, or is it Albertsons? Someplace I go, Vons, I don't know. They have white, their plastic bags are white. So my little white cat goes into them to camouflage. All right. Well, they could suffocate with these things, you know, and honestly, she's really stupid. She's probably one of the stupidest kitty cats I've ever seen. So what we need to recommend is when you guys get your bag, what I recommend you do is actually stick your fingers in it and rip it apart. Then throw it out. Don't just throw out the bag. Now, I have cats that poopoo up the poopoo box. And so what I do is when I clean it out, I put it in the bags. I know a lot of you keep the bags. Or when you walk the dog, you use those bags, all right? I mean, if you need them to be, you know, whole and not with holes in it, then you need to put it in an area where your animals and your kids can't get to them. But if you really don't have any animals going poopoo all over the place, then my recommendation is when you get the bag, just rip it up. Just stick your fingers in it, rip it in half, and throw it in the garbage. But these kids are getting the bags. They go into the garbage or whatnot, or if they're sitting there on the floor. So just really, really important. Oh, it's a shame. They show these kids and playing with the bags, and you're like, no, no. All right, now another thing we do is we put the bags. Sometimes we need them because of the kids' poo-poo. Right? I remember my kids would take a, would go potty in their diaper. I gotta keep it clean for radio. They'd poop in their diaper. And I would really need to cover up the smell with that one. So I would have the plastic bags in their carriage. You know, on the back of their carriage. They pick them up. You know, my kids, they do somersault. They used to do somersaults in their carriage. So, again, keep the bags out of the way. All right. I know, not the most exciting story, but that's what I have to talk about. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about Planned Parenthood. What happened with them losing funding and what Mayor Bloomberg wants to do? Apparently, Mayor Bloomberg from New York wants to save the day. And also in New York news, you know how they deliver everything? You could get Chinese, you could get pizza delivered. Well, there's a sex toy shop in an adult toy store in New York that actually delivers. And you can get the delivery fee waived on Valentine's. Now, we got Valentine's coming up. We got to come up with some plans. I mean, not this store, but we'll talk about it. All right, guys, coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Cryptocurrencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We're back. All right. I was waiting for the music to start to up tempo. Yeah, we are changing our bumper music. We're going to go back to, the loud beat so I know when to come back on. You know, I'm hard of hearing. Yeah. I mean, many of you have known that. But for those of you new, you know, listening to the show, I am actually hard of hearing. So I sometimes, if my bumper music is just kind of too soft and low tempo, I have no idea when to come back on. You know, we got Donovan working the dials. Thank God for Donovan. He's like, you're on. Sometimes I just can't hear. But don't worry, we're going to get my old bumper music back. Going to rock and roll so I know when the heck to start talking again. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know you guys are like, wait a second, how healthy is my doctor? She's got hemorrhoids, PMS, hard of hearing. Yes, you're going to get advice from me. I'm a real person, okay? I'm not going to pretend like I don't have issues. Okay, no, actually no hemorrhoids this week. I'm doing pretty good. All right, let's talk about this whole Susan G. Komen for the Cure, Planned Parenthood, Mayor Bloomberg love triangle. All right, so I'm sure you guys have already heard, all right? Susan G. Komen for the Cure, huge group. Wonderful organization behind the Pink Ribbon Campaign, puts you know, money that they receive by donations and through their marathons and so many other fundraising events goes to research and grants for breast cancer. The medical community has been just very astounded by how much their presence has raised awareness for breast cancer. They're the ones behind that pink ribbon. So they're just synonymous with breast cancer research. Well, they decided to pull their grant funding given to Planned Parenthood. Now, rather than Planned Parenthood saying, you know, thank you for all the time you've spent, contributing to us and supporting us in the past and good luck to the future, it sounds like it has now been an absolute media frenzy ripping on this poor foundation who, again, I mean, raises money for research for breast cancer and grants and breast cancer awareness, etc. Now, understood, Planned Parenthood, they do a lot of things, all right? They do offer screenings for cervical and breast cancer and STDs and AIDS. They do that. You know, they also allow women to get contraception and have been known to allow women to get abortions, all right? I guess one statistic they said is they only offer abortions to 3% of their clientele, but apparently 10% of people have admitted, or 10% of its clients have admitted to receiving abortions there. So Planned Parenthood thinks that the reason why Susan G. Komen for the Cure pulled money away is for politics. And, of course, they've been bad-mouthed. I've never seen a research foundation, something that has done so much good for so many people, get bad-mouthed. I mean, it's like somebody bad-mouthing the Ronald McDonald House, I guess, or St. Jude's. I've just never seen this. I mean, maybe I don't read the news as often as I should. I believe I do. So I'm looking at this going, are you guys kidding me? You're really bad-mouthing Komen for the Cure? You're really bad-mouthing them? Well, apparently they're having a pity party that Komen for the Cure pulled the funding. Now, why did they pull the funding? Well, according to Komen for the Cure, they said that as of 2010, all right, and this is part of a quote, they said they began an initiative to help do a better job of measuring impact of community grants. They invest a lot of money in community programs, local, et cetera, about $93 million in 2011 for breast health screening diagnostic. So what they're going to do is to minimize duplication and free up dollars for direct services. They are going to now have stronger criteria for their grantees. And because Planned Parenthood has been under scrutiny from Congress because of the abortion services, et cetera, they felt that it probably wouldn't qualify under their new criteria. Now, of course, everyone's crying foul. They're crying this is because of pro-abortion groups, et cetera. Okay, let's just stop for a second here, or anti-abortion groups. Let's stop for a second here. Okay, let's say it is political. Okay, let's say a foundation, all right, a foundation who is raising money for breast cancer research, okay, decides they really don't want to be affiliated with somebody because it is a political hotspot, all right? What if they feel they are going to lose donations, they're going to lose support because of an affiliation? Don't most foundations like to avoid affiliations with anything that could be in the political hot seat? What if all they, you know, what if that really is, what if they're like, look, you know, we're associated with Planned Parenthood. If any of the money we give them does go towards abortions, we could lose support for what we're doing. And all these people that are giving money to us for research for breast cancer would have a point in getting mad. Let's just stay out of it and just continue doing what we want to do for breast cancer screens, etc., and let Planned Parenthood do what they want to do. I mean, what if that really was the case? Planned Parenthood's answer should again say, thank you for your years of support. We appreciate it. We understand that you need to, you know, change your criteria, etc. You do good. Thank you for what you're doing. We're all on the same side. Yes, we may have to find new sponsors, but you don't badmouth them. I mean, it's almost like political blackmail or emotional blackmail. They're trying to strong arm them into saying, okay, you'll get our grants back. And the funny thing is Komen for the Cure got huge donations after this decision. Now, Planned Parenthood did too. In fact, Mayor Bloomberg had to act like he had to come to the rescue. Mayor Bloomberg from New York, he said that what he would do is match up to $250,000 of his own money for Planned Parenthood. He will match dollar for dollar a donation up to $250,000 to help Planned Parenthood get through this. And, you know, and I'm looking at this, and I think this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. Okay, if a foundation needs to, you know, reassess where they're giving their money, whether it's politically based or not, let the foundation do what they need to do. Okay, I mean, is Planned Parenthood really that reliant money-wise? I mean, that's probably what's happening. I think Planned Parenthood has been losing so much support. Well, then, I mean, Planned Parenthood has a couple other choices. Then, you know, A, they find more supporters. B, if the abortion aspect of what they're doing is an issue, maybe have that somehow separated, maybe Planned Parenthood into two different entities and have the entity that doesn't manage the abortions ask for grants and apply for grants. But you don't badmouth a foundation such as this. Any of us who have had breast cancer ourselves or in the family, I mean, we have in one way or another been connected to this Komen for the Cure campaign. And it drives me crazy. And like I said, even if Komen for the Cure does have a problem with the political agenda, keep in mind, they could be damned if they do, damned if they don't. What if they've been getting heat that they've been giving money to Planned Parenthood, or they're giving heat if they don't? They shouldn't be involved with a company or a establishment that is in the political hot seat. I don't think they should, because they need to thrive. They need to survive and do what they need to do. So I would say, I mean, good for Komen for the Cure. They exited their relationship with Planned Parenthood very gallantly, smoothly. They did a bad mouth them. They just said, we're changing our criteria. You know, we have X amount of dollars. We're going to probably reassess where we're going to give our grants and let them do what they need to do. I mean, I'm right now looking at their website, and it looks like their website, they have to have a video. I haven't seen the video where they're setting the record straight and defending themselves. Don't waste time. Don't waste money defending yourself against Planned Parenthood. Keep doing what you're doing. All right, honestly, you do a lot. Keep doing what you're doing. But what's going to drive me crazy is if the media frenzy around this, the liberal media frenzy around this, is going to cause any hurt and lack of donations to them, because then that is baloney. I mean, baloney with a capital B and a capital S. Baloney. And so I really don't understand what everybody's thinking. If Planned Parenthood wanted to be, you know, the better man of the two, they should have said, look, we understand what you got to do. Thank you for all your support. And they didn't. And to me, Planned Parenthood made themselves look really, really bad. But you know what? They're getting pity donations. Apparently their donations have spiked because people think they need to come to the rescue for Planned Parenthood. My gosh, just, you know, and then it almost makes you wonder. It almost makes you wonder if you do start to help an establishment or start to help an organization like Planned Parenthood, you may need to be careful, because if you ever have to withdraw, it's going to get ugly. You know, we had an original website company, and when I didn't want to pay their fees and switch the website company, because honestly, I wasn't really getting anything for those fees. They kept nickel and diming. When I wanted to, you know, when you sign up, they're nice. When you wanted to leave, they were ugly. Why don't you thank me for the patronage? Why don't you thank me for the money you got and the years of service of bills I paid? But don't get ugly when you leave. Looks like you get punished if you leave. And it's a real shame. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of Allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized Allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, but even more importantly, we are coming up on Super Sunday. Well, Super Bowl Sunday, but to me, Super Sunday. Love football. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so here we go. Super Bowl calories and their exercise equivalents. The Washington Post came out with this, and to me, it depresses the heck out of me, but to you all, you may kind of think it's a little amusing. Okay, they say what they've done is they've gone through the snacks, because trust me, Super Bowl, oh, I'm going to the store tomorrow, and I know I really shouldn't be eating any junk food, but it is the probably maybe the second time each year I get to eat French onion dip. I don't eat French onion dip all year long except the playoffs or the championships and the Super Bowl. So I am just craving French onion dip. Yes, it gives me gas, but I still love it. All right. So if we look at what people eat and how excessively eat, take a look at this. They say 3 fried macaroni and cheese balls. I didn't know those existed. God, sounds good, but I know, can't have them. A mere 3 fried macaroni cheese balls can pack up to 1,500 calories. They say if you want to burn off these, it would take 249 laps down the length of a football field. So if you want to burn off 3 macaroni and cheese balls, you'd have to run the length of the football field 249 times. Now they say pigs in a blanket. They say pigs in a blanket, you know, the mini sausages and the crescent rolls. They say they could be very calorie heavy. Each one could be 66 calories. So each one would require 68 minutes of playing catch to burn off three of them. So you would have to play catch for about an hour to burn off 3. Now, they say 3 slices of pizza topped with pepperoni, ham, beef, bacon, and sausage would require 1,200 minutes of T-bowing to combat the calorie intake. They said that's 20 hours of kneeling and praying. This comes from Washington Post. It's pretty cute. 20 hours of kneeling and praying, T-bow style, you would need to do to burn off 3 slices of Meat Lover's pizza. Okay, now, deviled egg. Oh, I love deviled eggs. They say one little baby deviled egg, half, right? Deviled egg would require 20 continuous minutes of cheerleading. Oh, my husband would like that. In order to avoid the calories ingested, you have to do the high kicks, jumps, and a lot of smiling. I'd probably burn the calories just trying to get into the shorts, you know, just trying to fit into them. Okay. They say you would have to burn up, a blimpy super stacking sandwich, which has ham, salami, capicola, provolone. I don't eat those. Sounds yummy, though. You would have to burn 313 minutes of chanting and sign waving to burn that off. I mean, we do get some exercise doing Super Bowl because we stand up, we sit down, we stand up and sit down. We stand up to get more beer. We sit down, we stand up to reach for the chip bowl. And then somebody gets smart and just brings the chip bowl to their sofa and then just sits next to it. But it's not enough exercise. Okay. Again, this comes from Washington Post. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about Super Bowl treats and what the exercise equivalent would be to burn them off. All right. They say one slice of Hoosier sugar cream pie, the unofficial pie of Indianapolis, right, complete with butter, whipped cream, milk, and sugar, you would have to do nearly an hour of climbing stadium stairs just to burn, right, just to burn one piece of Hoosier sugar cream pie. This is making me hungry. It's not making me want to lose weight. It's making me hungry. They say crispy fried chicken is one of the worst game day offenders. We know that one extra crispy breast and drumstick from KFC would take 203 touchdown dances to burn off. So, you know, the dance they do, doing the dance, touchdown, right? You have to do that 203 times to burn off a breast and drumstick from KFC. Fully loaded chili cheese nachos, okay? You would have to play 160 minutes of professional football. You'd have to do 160 minutes of professional football to burn off your fully loaded nacho cheese. All right, they say, oh, this is me. 10 classic potato chips with French onion dip. All right. Calls for 143 minutes of dancing to the halftime performance to break even. Oh, I could do that. All right. They say Madonna. That's right. Madonna's going to be doing the halftime show. I think it's going to be good. I'm a huge Madonna fan. I loved her music in the 80s. You know, when you see a star like that transcend multiple decades and generations, you have to admit they're pretty talented. Very few artists like that. You got Elton John, Ray Charles, Cher. I mean, that were able to make hits. Multi-generation hits your mom liked, you liked, or hits that I liked, my kids liked. It's amazing. Amazing. All right. So anyway, that's that. So I'd have to do a lot of dancing if I had my French onion dip. Well, you know what? I'm going to use fat-free sour cream. That's what I'll do. All right. They say deep fried wing, one little deep fried chicken wing, right? Like pizza's buffalo wings, can be burned off by painting the faces of 8 fans. Okay. So you know how people body paint? All right. Okay. If you face paint, they say 8 of them, that'll equal burning one of the chicken wings. Okay. If you have to have more than one baby chicken wing, then you got to do full body painting. Okay. One jalapeno popper. Oh, cream cheese, cheddar cheese, and bacon. Oh, I don't like bacon. I don't like bacon, but I love the cream cheese. Okay, cream cheese, cheddar cheese, and bacon jalapeno popper takes a full hour of performing in a marching band to burn that calorie for one jalapeno popper. I bet you'd have to be the tuba guy. All right, and then they say a handful of peanuts requires 30 minutes of coaching football to burn off, give or take, depending on whether you're coaching a winning or losing team. That was kind of cute. That was kind of cute. Washington Post gets a credit for that. Okay, but now, oh, my gosh, I'm depressed. Well, you know how you do it is with Super Bowl, you don't really eat lunch and you don't really eat dinner, all right, because your Super Bowl snacks are there. You know, it's just Super Bowl is so long, and, you know, you have to have all the food and the drink and, you know, just, all right, so I'll have water. I won't drink any alcohol. I'll have my dip. I'll make sure it's fat-free, and I'll run and dance. That's what I'll do. I'll run and dance and, you know, rock and roll. Okay. Wait a second. This is just breaking news here. Breaking news here. Roseanne Barr is running for president. Did you guys hear about this? Roseanne Barr is running for president as the Green Party candidate. She wants to run for the Green Party nomination. Are you kidding me? I guess after Donald Trump endorsed Mitt Romney today. Oh, how do you like that one? Right, Donald Trump. He just always wants to be in the news. Right, he first tells everybody he wants Newt because Newt is the only one that was going to go to his debate. I think Newt and Santorum. And then he decides, he goes, oh, well, I finally met Romney and I like him a lot. So now I'm going to put, of course he's going to support him. If Romney wins, he wants to look like he's friends with the future president. Of course he's going to. Anyway, so he comes out with that. So Roseanne Barr wants some media attention and says that she wants to run for the Green Party nomination. All right. I don't know what the Green Party nomination is. Has anybody even made it past the first month? I don't know. All right, so that's breaking news there. Do you think this world, it's just all about media and name recognition and people say, you know, they were talking about Herman Cain and how he could run for president having that much baggage. And, you know, one theory was that, you know, he thought he couldn't get caught. And another theory was, well, he knew. But running for president is one of the biggest media blitzes you could do. I mean, if you want to get your name out there, be famous and be able to write a book, you run for office. Now, of course, you know, he did a lot to make it that far. I mean, a lot of people could say they run for office and they, you know, fall out. But, and I'm not telling you all to do this, but looking at this with Roseanne Barr, yeah, she probably wants to write a couple books, some more books. Why not make money? Maybe she needs to do what I need to do and come up with an app. What am I supposed to do with an app? What's a Dr. Dahlia app supposed to do? Is it going to make sounds every time we say beans? I mean, that's what my app would sound like all the time. I don't know if I'm going to do an app, especially since it would be a free app. I know, I got to charge. Who would want to pay 99 cents for, really? Okay, I'll come up with an app. Okay, when we come back, oh, a lot more to talk about. We got to fit it in. A lot more to talk about. Okay, I'll decide what I'm going to talk about on break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3. eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2. I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We love to hear from you. So any medical questions or comments you have, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can now listen to us 24/7 on my website. We finally have one of those cute little buttons. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. If you miss any of my shows, you can now listen and get a, I believe it's a continual stream. Yeah, now I have a stream. Now I know what it feels like to have a good working prostate. Good stream, good strong stream. And please follow me on Twitter so you can still get up-to-date medical updates at Dr. Dahlia. All right, what's going on here in New York? All right, apparently New Yorkers now can actually get sex toys because there's a store that offers special delivery. Now, this is supposed to be huge news because Valentine's Day is coming. I may be a little naive, but, I mean, really, do people frequent these a lot? I know where there's one. I live in Las Vegas, and I know of one. It's a huge adult superstore, they call it. I think it's adult superstore, is that what they call it? And it has, like, I mean, it's huge. I mean, and it's right there on the corner, and, you know, the parking is right there and open, so, you know, it's, you know, people, I don't think you park it back and sneak in, it's just right there, and I guess people walk in, and they get their movies, and they get their stuff, and, you know, but now, apparently, this company will actually deliver to your door. Now, usually, it's a $30 delivery service, but they're going to waive it on Valentine's Day. You know, honestly, in a recession like this, I guess people have to be crafty and creative. They are going to be delivering, like on the bike, you know, like the Pizza Boys bike delivery service. Just, you know, be careful. You don't want it to like fall on the ground like the heart did. Oh, you guys heard about that? That heart transplant. Remember, this was in Mexico. They dropped it on the ground, right? It rolled. Well, it was packaged. It was packaged. And apparently they said the heart's fine. And, you know, the person with the transplant's doing well, but, just, yeah, don't be dropping these kinds of things on the ground. Okay, well, that's what's going on there. Okay. All right, let me see what else I want to talk about. Okay, this is weird. This is weird. Now, apparently, hair extensions is the big thing. Now, I've had very thick hair, and I've been very grateful for that until this year when it's starting to lose, probably because of my age. But apparently, there's been 10 to 20 deaths a year by an allergic reaction to the glue, the hair extension glue. Now, apparently, a woman just died. Her name is Atasha Graham. I'm trying to see what city she's from. It's not saying. Actually, she lives in London. And apparently, she collapsed the night she got her extensions in. And they believe what it was an allergic reaction. Sometimes they use latex. And it could be a latex. Maybe something got into her system. Maybe there's something that has to do with the chemical of the hair that got into her blood type. But if really 10 to 20 people die a year from glue in the hair, then, something's got to be looked at. That's pretty scary. And remember somebody got a Brazilian blowout and died after that? There's something going on in these hair salons. Now, me, what do? Okay, well, I have my hairdresser, Find My Grace, and my hairdresser, Jerry Lambert, and he pulls out all my grays, and he bleaches them, and then any grays he misses, I just rip out, but he really doesn't miss much, and we just kind of do bleach. We just kind of bleach as we go, and little highlights, that's about it, so you can't see the gray. And it accents my true blondish. I'm a brunette, but I try to look blonde. So, and I mean, I've been doing that for years. I just hope that nothing changes, but extensions are pretty common. And to think that somebody could go to the salon, have an allergic reaction and die is absolutely frightening. Absolutely frightening. Okay. All right. Let's see what else is going on in the news. Also frightening people across the pond is apparently there's a deadly salmonella outbreak with watermelon. It's already killed one and left 34 ill. Salmonella on watermelon. I mean, this is almost sounding familiar to the listeria on the cantaloupe. They said the sufferers, aged 6 months to 85, have fallen ill since December. One person died, but he had some underlying health problems. They said the bug is salmonella. Now, we all know that you can get salmonella from undercooked chicken, raw eggs. But who knew that actually this has been now hitting Europe, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Republic of Ireland, Germany, Wales, England now have reported multiple cases of salmonella poisoning with watermelon. Now, you know what I'm drinking right now? Watermelon fruit juice. I think my husband got it at Fresh and Easy. So I have like watermelon fruit juice and I'm like, I think I'm okay. I mean, honestly, I could use some diarrhea. I'm so constipated. But, I guess wash considerably. I mean, wash. It's hard because a lot of times you get that little sliver of watermelon on your plate, you know, and you don't really, you know, if you like go to a breakfast place and they put the fruit, this is what we were talking about with the cantaloupe. when the big listeria outbreak was going on with the cantaloupe, right? You know, I was saying, well, you got to wash your cantaloupe. You can't, you know, eat dirty cantaloupe. You wash it off really good. But if you think about it, if you're at a restaurant, you know, you've been waiting for the food, and finally the food server brings you the food, and you start digging in, the cantaloupe is sitting there on the plate. The watermelon's already sitting on the plate. So what do you do? Do you pick it up and do you stick it in your water on the table, or do you just go and eat? You're assuming it's been washed. So I wonder how many people get sick from restaurant-type fruit, you know? You just wonder, because you really don't wash the food you get at the restaurant. You assume it's washed. Okay, another quick study that came out today. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, where depending on the type of personality, they think they can identify if you're an overeater or why you're an overeater. They say women especially who want to please or people pleasers tend to overeat in social settings. Now, what they're meaning is, let's say you're out to eat with somebody and they take a bite. You won't sit there and not eat. You'll take a bite as well, because it's kind of rude if you don't. Or if somebody wants to eat and you really don't feel like eating, but they're all going to eat something, you'll grab something. You know, and now I'm a people pleaser. I wouldn't say I overeat, but, you know, if I'm not hungry and my friend's like, look, let's come out. Oh, you know what? We'll order some appetizers. I don't want to see it. But if I sit there with my hands folded in my lap, I feel like that's looking rude. So you join in. And they say that's probably not the healthiest thing to do. Okay, so they say, let me see. They looked at 101 college students who completed a questionnaire about people-pleasing characteristics. So that has to be a sleeper. All right, also known as sociotropy. Students who reported worrying about hurting other people, frequently putting others' needs before their own, and being sensitive to criticism, ranked as high people-pleasing. That's me. I mean, I don't care if I tick people off as much as I used to. I think I'm not as much of a people pleaser, but still, I need to know that everybody around me is happy. After the assessment, the students were seated with a female actor pretending to be another participant. The experimenter handed a bowl of M&Ms to the actor, who took about 5 M&Ms, and then offered the bowl to the student. The student later reported how many M&Ms they took. Why? Apparently, people pleasers felt they had to take the M&Ms. When the student passed the M&Ms to them, they felt like they had to take them. Okay, no, they're M&Ms. You hand M&Ms to somebody, it doesn't matter if they're a people pleaser or not, they're going to grab some M&Ms. What kind of a study is this? Oh, here I am thinking this is some real good science, New England Journal of Medicine type stuff. And, oh, of course, you hand a thing of a bowl of M&Ms to somebody, they're going to grab the M&Ms. Now, you know, add them some, you know, hand them some asparagus, they'll probably say, no, I pass. Here I am, I'm building us up. This was such an exciting build-up, right? You know, how anticlimactic is this? But I will be honest, the study that was looking at people mimicking each other when they eat, you know, somebody at the table taking a bite, then you take a bite. If somebody puts their fork down to start having a conversation, women are more likely then to stop eating. So you want to eat with somebody who's one of those fork throwers, you know, where they just slam the fork down going, oh, you know what? I can't eat anymore. With this subject, I can't eat anymore. If somebody does that, you can't eat. So those are the types of people I need to probably eat with so then I don't eat. Okay. All right. We got more Dr. Dahlia. If you could join in, please do at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.